The details first off, the African Center for Energy Policy has explained that its position on Springfield Afina drilling appraisal are not intended to harm Springfield, but highlight issues of national interest which has been undermined by recent government failures. The following report highlights part of a statement issued by ASEP to clarify its position.
According to ASEP, Springfield's appraisal program presented data that significantly differed from the data used by the government to determine tract participation percentages in the unitization directive. ASEP is of the view that the directive gave Springfield and its partners 54.545% and ENI and its partners 45.455%. Notably, Springfield's estimate of the oil-water contact at 3,958 meters was about 172 meters less than the 4,130 meters used by the Ministry of Energy to estimate a stock tank oil initially, in place volume of about 642 million barrels. ASEP said if the oil water contact provided in Springfield's appraisal program had been used from the outset, the Afina discovery would likely have been deemed to require further work to assess its commercial viability instead of premature unitization directive, which wasted the country's time for 3 years.
And that was a news desk report. Meanwhile, the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation has expressed its excitement at the speed at which Springfield has mobilized assets to begin appraisal drilling at the Afina field, according to Jerry Grimfield, a senior geophysicist at GNPC.
We are happy at the pace at which we have moved quickly after the arbitration ruling. Within the space of 3 months, we've been able to mobilize this rig. It's a feat that is hardly achieved by any of the major companies. They are not able to mobilize that quickly. And we are happy that this is being done. That will pave the way for us to be able to take the major decisions. Once we are able to flow this well, test flow this well, be able to know the flow rates that Afina can deliver, that we can easily plan how we can develop it. And we're happy about this project and we are fully supportive of it.
Jerry Grimfield, as a senior geophysicist at the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation. Now to some other stories. The Ministry of Works and Housing is pushing for the use of local raw materials for the construction of infrastructure projects and buildings across the country. Deputy Minister Dr. Prince Hamid Amar said this is key to reduce the climatic impact on the building and construction industry. Speaking at the launch of a roadmap to decarbonize Ghana's construction and building sector, he reaffirmed government commitment in addressing the housing challenges.
A bold effort to address the environmental impact of the built environment in Ghana. Today, as we launch the roadmap derived from this initiative, we reaffirm our commitment to building sustainable, resilient, and healthy communities. As we all know, urbanization and globalization have significantly influenced discussions on human settlement and development worldwide, and Ghana is no exception. With urbanization of around 58% of our population.
Dr. Prince Hamid Amar is the Deputy Minister for Works and Housing. Now, Pan-African System Solutions Company, CWG Ghana, has partnered with software development company Precise Financial System to provide Cleric, an AI-enabled account reconciliation tool that simplifies the reconciliation process and helps organizations. Speaking to Joy Business after engaging some businesses, Deputy Managing Director of Precise Financial System, Philip Ayeni, said the platform is designed to enhance efficiency in reconciliation processes to boost work output.
For all business concerned, you do accounts reconciliation. All right. It's just that it is much more pronounced in financial institutions. Pronounced in the sense that there are volumes, millions of transactions they do every day. So much pronounced because of the type of reconciliations they do. They do their nostril accounts, their vostro accounts, their suspense accounts, their e-business accounts, their ATMs, and so many other types of accounts. And these are volumes. You have some banks that have, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of accounts they reconcile, which they have to do on a daily basis. So how many people do you want to employ? How do you enforce the standards?
Philip Ayeni is the Deputy Managing Director of Precise Financial Systems. Next is on food chain, and 68% of soils in the Amansea East, Bosumtwi and Bosumtwi-Freon district of the Ashanti region are reported to be turning more acidic. This is contained in a recently conducted research by the Soil Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research under its first fertility mapping project for the entire country. The researchers attribute the unhealthy nature of the soils to excessive application of inorganic fertilizer and poor farming practices. In today's episode of Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright-Kweku speaks with farmers who are lamenting poor harvest and the researchers who are advising the use of limestone and other regenerative techniques to restore the land. Augustine Fosu and his colleague farmer Augustine Nkrumah join a team of researchers to fetch samples of sand from their farm to be tested at the laboratory. The exercise is to know the soil profile of their parcel of land. They both farm in Yasi Ejamfo, a suburb of Kontinase, the district capital of Bosumtwi in the Ashanti region. In recent years, the two farmers have failed to cultivate enough from their piece of land handed them by their forefathers.
Last year, me in Nkrumah, let me meet say rubber can see 25. 15
acre. Last year, I grew okra. I could harvest 25 large baskets, but this year I was only able to get two. The unhealthy and dwindling harvest prompted their over-reliance on pesticides and other inorganic fertilizer applications in hope to cure their farms. But the situation never really changed. When, after the plants germinate, I apply fertilizer on them, but it hasn't yielded enough. Farmers in the Kontinase enclave are mainly into the cultivation of grains, horticultural crops like vegetables and other staple crops. The farmers fondly abuse fertilizers to boost growth in order to gain income and profits within the shortest possible time after cultivation. Their situation reflects that of many farmers across the country who overly depend on the sole application of inorganic fertilizers to increase their yields. Excessive fertilizer applications have been found to destroy the natural soil integrity and profile. The sand samples taken from the farm of Augustine were tested for the acidity, organic matter levels, and other essential soil nutrient contents. After the series of tests, the sample was found to be unhealthy for the plant growth. It had higher acidity levels of 4.7 and declining nutrients. This affirms a recent study by the Soil Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, which revealed soils in the Bosumtwi, Bosumtwi-Freon, and Amansea East districts were declining in fertility. Dr. Francis Tete is the lead researcher.
We did about 110,000 hectares of land. Looking at what we have here, it is telling us that at least 68% of the soils are very acidic.
So declining soil fertilities is impacting yields, especially fresh maize, which is the main crop cultivated in the area. Efia Asensu Owusuansa is the district agric extension officer.
Of the problem we have with the fertility and other things, most of the youth have abandoned the farming venture. They are into it, but it's like it's discouraging.
But amidst this stark reality, the scientists are proposing solutions to restore the reclining soil fertility.
So we need to correct the acidity. That is why, for instance, if they, when the vice president was talking about the use of lime, lime will correct this, but we have not trained our farmers to use lime. Regenerative agriculture is good.
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Bright-Kweku.
And that's our food chain for today. Time for Entrepreneur in You. And entrepreneurship is about discipline, not just with yourself, but with your company's money as well. Linus Kumi has more on this, Ghana's euphoric entrepreneurs.
The money that your business is generating is not your money. It is the business's money. If you made 100 Ghana cedis from your business and you want to use it to support your other businesses, you are out. You are the owner of the business, yet still you don't draw salary from it. What it tells me is that if you made so much money from the business, it all goes into your pocket. There will be no tomorrow. Even if I am able to lend to you terms and conditions, that doesn't allow you to draw from the same business. You will see colleagues come to you. Once they ask, you dip your hand into your pocket and then you take it out for them. Your business is going sound. If you start as an entrepreneur, you will have to separate your financial, your personal financial benefits from that of the business. If you combine the two, you will not make it. And that is a fact. If any lender sees that, they'll walk away from you.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
Follow the Entrepreneur in News series right here on Mondays and Thursdays on RTV, radio and social media handles. And that is the end of the Joy Business Report, which was brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am James Shen. Now, before we go, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you would want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergency. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. Good afternoon.